Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
106.7 The Fan. Fired up for a big Caps game tonight. Caps Canes helping us break it all down. Tariq El-Bashir from Monumental Sports Network. Tariq, what's up, man? How you been?
Hey, JP. Doing great, man. You?
We are good, dude. Fired up for this game tonight. The Caps have been red hot, obviously playing the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year. Let's start with just, I think the atmosphere tonight in Cap 1 is going to be electric. How excited are you for this one?
Yeah, this is a big game. I mean, in a season with 82 games, there's a lot, right? But there's a handful. There's like, I would say, 15 to 20 games that really mean a lot. And this one does for a number of reasons. Like you said, this is the team that eliminated the Caps from the playoffs last year. It's a team that for a number of years, the Caps have known they have to get through to go where they want to go. And, you know, Carolina just is a very frustrating team for this, for the Capitals, for a number of reasons. And I think they want to show how well they've been playing over the past several weeks and really take it to them on their home ice tonight. And you're right. I think the building is going to be electric. I know the Caps fans are going to bring it tonight. There is no love lost between these two franchises, and let's not forget that Nikolaj Ehlers decided to sign with them over the Caps, so there's a little extra motivation there probably on the Caps part.
What, like, this team, they start off the season at first and we're looking at them, and then all of a sudden, boom, they hit this role. It was different from this team this year compared to last year.
I see a lot of similarities. I mean, a lot of the personnel carried over from last year's team. They started off pretty good this year. They hit a bit of a dry spell there. Although, even when they took that downturn and they kind of fell to the bottom of the Eastern Conference, and I know, fans were starting to hit the panic button, the underlying analytics for this team were still very strong. Their 5-on-5 game was good. The goaltending was solid. The defense was playing well. They just weren't scoring goals. And obviously that's a very important part of winning hockey games. But there's a little bit of puck luck involved and other things that are hard to predict on a night-to-night basis. And they just weren't getting any of that for a large stretch there. And, the challenge for a team when they're going through a stretch like that is to kind of, stick to the script, right? To keep buying into what the coach is selling and, continue to buy in. And they did. And the puck luck turned around like it always does for good teams. And the goals kept coming. And Once they started coming, they kept coming, and they're 10-1-1 in the last 12 games. They're during that stretch, they've scored more goals than anyone in the NHL, and it's not really all that close. A lot of players who were maybe a little cold, a little snake bitten, call it whatever you want. They're starting to kind of find their confidence and their swagger, and you know, to me, this Capitals team right now is looking a lot like the team that won the Eastern Conference in the regular season last year.
All right, you talk about the similarities, and this is where I'm at now. So this team played great, but as the season went on and it got into the playoffs, they seemed to play a little slower. Like, you know, they started to catch up with them. What do they do to make sure they have that energy at the end?
Yeah, there was a lot going on last year, B. Mitch. You remember there was the Obi chase, and I don't think people outside of the organization realized how much that took out of the players. I mean, yeah, they were playing great. They were winning down the stretch. But all of the interviews and attention and, you know, when is Obi going to get it? Maybe even forcing plays to him to help him get to, you know, past Wayne Gretzky. The celebration afterwards. I mean, there was a lot going on right there at the end of the year. And I feel like that little bit of extra energy that was expended there. And look, it was a great thing. No one regrets, you know, how that last month went. But I feel like it took a lot out of everyone, and then they got to the playoffs, and they were in a dogfight with a young, plucky Montreal team, and then they got to Carolina, a team that they just kind of had their number to a certain extent, and they just kind of ran out of gas. And I think, you know, from a technical standpoint, what you're going to see here, particularly in the second half, guys, is you're going to see them maybe manage minutes a little bit better and make sure workload is distributed as best they can. So when they do get into the postseason, you know, older players like Obi and John Carlson, you know, they're going to have more juice. They're going to have more energy because, like I said at the start of this, you know, 82 games is a long, long year over 7 months. Then you get to the important part of the year and your body is, you know, a little banged up, your mind's a little fatigued. You know, the team is going to do their absolute best to keep guys as fresh as they can. I think the Olympic break is going to help this team in a lot of ways. You know, there's going to be almost 3 weeks in February where there's no hockey played. You know, yeah, you know, Logan Thompson, Tom Wilson, Marty Faribari, maybe Rasmus Sandin, you know, a few guys are going to go over to Italy. But for the most part, some of the older guys are going to get a break, and hopefully they take advantage of that. And so when they get to the postseason, they've got what it takes to really crank it up. Because, I mean, you guys have been watching this game forever, just like me. I'm not sure there is a sport out there where the playoffs don't look anything like the regular season. I mean, the intensity in the NHL playoffs goes up, I don't know, 25%, 30%. I mean, it's just a different game from an intensity standpoint, from a physicality standpoint, from every single break in the game matters standpoint. It's just different.
Absolutely. So specific to tonight, I mean, Willie's playing so outrageous. Ovi has gotten just red hot. What are the matchups you'll be watching this evening as the Caps try to really confirm to the world, despite this really hot streak where they went out west and everything, but beating the Canes at home tonight would be a heavy, heavy-duty win.
Yeah, just from a psychological standpoint, right? You want to do the best against the Hurricanes that you can during the regular season because, guys, I mean, look at the standings. They're going to have to go through them again. Like, at some point, they're going to – unless someone, you know, is able to take out Carolina before Washington gets there, they're going to have to go through them again. It kind of is starting to feel a lot like the Penguins back in, you know, circa 2013, 14, 15, 16, where you knew if you were going to win the Stanley Cup, you were going to get out of the Eastern Conference, you had to beat Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang at some point. I kind of feel like the Canes are that team right now. The Caps just want to leave a lasting impression, you know, that they want the Canes to realize, oh, man, this Caps team is better than the one we saw in the playoffs last year. And, you know, fortunately for the Caps, they're catching the Canes tonight at a moment when they're playing their best hockey. You know, they're going to get John Carlson back in the lineup most likely. Yeah, Ryan Leonard's out for, you know, about a month with a shoulder injury. Pierre-Luc Dubois is out, you know, still long term, but he'll be back at some point in the second half of the season. But they're playing great right now. I mean, I looked at the numbers last night. During this 10-1-1 stretch, 15 players have scored at least one goal during that span. So it's not just, you know, the big guys carrying teams. Yeah, Tom Wilson's playing great. Jacob Chychrun's playing great. Logan Thompson's playing great. But everyone right now is contributing. Obi, I mean, 40 years old, guys. He's during this 12-game span, he's got the most goals. It's really unbelievable what he's doing. So, I mean, from a matchup standpoint, look, the Capitals know what they're going to get. They've played this team so many times. Carolina plays the same way every time you see them. It's up to the Capitals to show that they've learned something from last year, you know, in a lot of ways. You know, playing faster, getting the puck out of their own end cleaner. I mean, there are a number, the list is long, but most importantly, the Caps just need to play the way they have over the last couple of weeks. Show that again tonight.
I certainly think so. It'll be T tonight, right? No question about it.
Sorry, you broke up there.
Thompson in net tonight, no question, right?
Yeah, no question. LT didn't skate this morning, which is not weird. He's been taking on a heavier workload with Charlie Lindgren nursing his injury. Although Charlie notably did his most work since he got hurt a couple of games ago this morning. I wouldn't say he was full go at the morning skate, but he's definitely progressing towards playing soon, which is good news because, again, just like I said earlier, you want to make sure you're managing minutes and workload so when you get to the playoffs, guys aren't totally out of gas. And right now, Logan's playing a lot because of Charlie's injury. So, you know, it'd be important for Charlie to get back on the ice sooner than later and start taking some of that load off LT. So, again, he's fresh. And, you know, LT probably is going to be a guy representing Canada in the Olympics, which, you know, is a short playoff-like atmosphere, you know, tournament in the middle of a long season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talking with our friend Tariq El-Bashir here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can give Tariq a follow at Tariq_El-Bashir. You can read all of his Caps coverage at Monumental Sports Network. Getting a guy like Carlson back, who's just like one of these true warriors in the game, what kind of emotional lift does that bring tonight?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, he's an alternate captain. You know, he's one of the guys who's a vocal leader, leads by example, but also, says the right things at the right moment. It's important to get him back if he is able to go. Officially, he's a game time decision, but based on what I observed at the morning skate today, he looks like he's gearing up and ready to get back in there. 35 years old, but he's still one of the most productive offensive defensemen in the game. He's still playing really, really good and at a high level. Getting him back certainly gives them a big boost tonight against a Carolina team that scores a lot of goals. It is dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely dangerous. And you've covered him probably his entire career. But, like, what, if anything, surprises you with Ovi anymore?
That's a good question. The one thing that stands out to me about Ovi is the fact that, look, at 40 years old, you don't have the same physical tools you did at 25, 26, 27 when you were entering or in the prime of your career. The fact that he has continued to reinvent himself and evolve his game and still is able to score at the rate he is scoring. Yeah, sure, of the goals he has during this hot stretch here, three of them were empty netters, but empty netters are important. They end games. You know, that it puts the 2 points in the win column for you. Those are big goals. But the fact that he's still able to score goals without having the wheels in the hands and even maybe the accuracy on the shot that he used to, just tells me that he's a really highly cerebral player. There are a handful of goals that are coming to mind right now where, he just kind of gets for a second, maybe lost in the shuffle, and then he backs out, and all of a sudden, boom, he's in the slot, wide open. The defenseman who was marking him has no idea where he went. Pass over, and it's in the net, right? I mean, he just still is able to find those soft spots in the D-zone coverage and score those goals. The hardest thing to do in the NHL is score goals. Still, the most important thing to do in the NHL is score goals. And this dude is going to probably finish the season in the upper 30s, maybe even 40 goals this year. And, I was looking at a heat map of his goals just the other day, and they're getting closer and closer to the blue paint. He isn't scoring a ton on that seam pass across the ice where he just blasts it by the goalie before he even gets there. He's working hard for these goals. He's paying the price for these goals. He's going to the net, and he's scoring them right around that area where you're going to catch a cross-check to your back and maybe a slash to your ankle, where it hurts to score goals from there. And he's doing it. And, so to answer your question, I mean, that's the thing that really stands out to me is the fact that even now, 21 years in, he's still highly productive, but has been coachable enough and smart enough to know, hey, I can't dangle, and maybe I'm not scoring from my office at the same rate. I got to do other things to get the puck in the net.
Mm-hmm. And, Tark, the one thing, and listen, man, I'm hardly a hockey expert. I'm just a Caps fan, right? But I was at those games against the Canes, and it was so obvious that the way – I think they did that neutral zone trap. Basically, just like Washington couldn't initiate their offense. They couldn't get anything going in the zone.
Yeah.
Has anything changed that they should be able to disrupt that shouldn't look the same? And granted, one game in the middle of December is not the same as a seven-game series where they're able, one team's really able to implement a system.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, please.
It's a totally different game once you get into the playoffs because you're preparing for one team for seven games, and you have spent days as a coaching staff trying to exploit every single vulnerability, every single, hey, that guy's weak on that side of the ice. Let's make sure we push the puck over there. Like, that doesn't happen in the regular season. Both teams are just coming off games. You know what I mean? Like, they're just trying to survive at this point. Like, are there going to be tweaks and little things? Maybe. But getting back to what I was saying earlier about how the playoffs in the NHL are just a different animal from the regular season. So I wouldn't expect for, a layman to watch tonight's game and go, oh, the Caps are doing something totally different against Carolina. I that just doesn't happen in the regular season. Now, if they meet in the playoffs, they will absolutely have an answer. I got to imagine Spencer Carberry spent the entire offseason
watching those games over and over and over and trying to figure out how do we deal with Carolina's on-top view in every zone pressure. I mean, the thing about Carolina, and you'll see it tonight, and you've seen it over the last several years under Brind'Amour, is they essentially want to make you feel like you're drowning, right? They just throw everything at the net. Their shot attempts are incredibly high, and they want to recover those pucks and then do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again. And before you know it, your guys have been out there for a minute 15, a minute 20, a minute 30, and then breakdowns start happening, and then it's a goal. And that's just how they play. And so, you're going to see that again tonight because that's just their style of play. But once you get to the playoffs, I got to imagine the Capitals are going to have their own X's and O's changed up to be able to counteract what the Canes do so well.
Yeah, go ahead, B.
Yeah, sorry. Just want to explain Tom Wilson. I know people thought we always knew he was skilled, but this year he's showing a lot more than I think I ever thought he would.
Yeah, he's playing great. He's playing great, and he's more measured than he was ever in the years that I've covered him. He's several years removed from his breakout, right? Like, we've known for 3 or 4 years he's one of the best power forwards in the game, if not the preeminent power forward in the game. 30 goals, I mean, you just can't argue with that anymore. But what I'm seeing from him now is a level of maturity. He will still drop the gloves and beat your you-know-what if he needs to, but he doesn't have to anymore. And he's just playing a more well-rounded, mature game. I guess that should be expected as he's been in the league now for a dozen years. But he's just better in every single zone. He hasn't told me this, but if I had to guess, he so desperately wants to play for Team Canada in the Olympics. That's driving some of this major uptick we've seen in his goals and assists. Like, he wants to show Canada, hey, I am one of your best 13 forwards. Take me. I can do things for you that other players can't do. Oh, and I can also score. So, I think Canada will be making a massive mistake. I know Barry Svrluga wrote a great column in the Washington Post today, kind of making the case for Tom. And I would like to echo those sentiments. Like, Tom is a power forward. He scores goals. He kills penalties. But more importantly, he does something that no one else on Team Canada does, which is every time number 43 is on the ice, every D-man on the other team is going to have their head on a swivel. They're thinking a little bit extra. All right, where's 43? Is he out here? Uh-oh, he's over there. And that little hesitation, that little double clutch on a pass, that makes a difference, especially in a short tournament. So if Canada is listening, you better put Tom on your team, because if you're not, it's a big mistake.
I agree with that. I know Biz was on the Boudreaux podcast and said if Wilson's not on Canada, he's rooting for the U.S. I love that.
That was a great line.
I love that. Real quick, Tarik, Willie has shown that he's much more than just a fighter, but he's still arguably the biggest badass in the NHL. When the Ducks come to town, and that dude that kind of stuck Ryan Leonard and injured his shoulder.
Jacob Trouba, yeah.
I'm guessing Willie will be ready to drop the gloves that night.
So, I mean, Tom tried to get Trouba to fight in that game, and Trouba declined, at least according to the quote.
What a
B. Tom. Look, Trouba's a tough customer too, man. He's a big player, 6'3", 6'4". He can fight. I'm gonna stop short of calling him a predatory player. He's a big hitter who has a reputation for maybe getting right to the line, maybe even sometimes crossing it. If I had to guess, guys, that's gonna be a Dylan McElrath game. He'll be in the lineup.
I like that.
Because look, Tom can fight, but I mean, and would scare the out of me. But McElrath, even as a reporter, I'm a little nervous around him. He just looks like he has a menacing look to him. He's actually a teddy bear. He's a nice guy, great guy, family guy. But even when I'm around him, I'm like, oh, my God, he's huge. Oh, my God, he looks like he could just, ragdoll me right now. So I got to imagine Dylan will be in the lineup, and he'll make several invitations to dance with Trouba.
Hell, yeah. I'll be watching that night, too. Look forward to seeing you tonight, Tark.
All right, Tark.
Thank you for the time, man.
Be cool, brother.
Hey. Give me a call anytime, guys.
right, bro.
Thank you, buddy. That's our friend Tariq El-Bashir, Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at Tariq_El-Bashir. B, I just looked up McElrath.
Mm-hmm.
6'5", 250. So imagine that in skates. And you know what his nickname is?
Mm-hmm.
The Undertaker. Good luck, Truba.
I like it.
Yeah, B. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg will join the program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.